And this news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at this hour's news. An interactive education program gave participants a closer look at the role agriculture plays in everyday life, moving beyond traditional images of crops and tractors. The session began with hands-on cooking activity, followed by a paired exercise where participants sorted and discussed farm-related models. Items that weren't immediately recognized were set aside for later review, with timed discussion periods guiding the activity. Organizers highlighted agriculture's broad reach, pointing to products like wool, leather, cotton, and wood, used for everything from clothing to construction and fuel. The program also introduced sugar beets as a key contributor to food production, linking farming directly to grocery store staples. That's what happened in the Farm Science Lab this week. A regional breakdown showed how climate shapes U.S. sugar production. Sugar beets are grown in northern states, including Michigan, while sugarcane is limited to warmer Gulf Coast regions, such as Louisiana and Texas. Nationwide, just 13 states produce enough of these crops for commercial sugar markets. In Michigan, recent rainfalls have delayed sugar beet planting, raising concerns for growers in the tightly regulated industry. Farmers are waiting for drier conditions to begin seeding. Notably, the students noticed the bright colors on sugar beet seeds are not natural, and it was explained they're part of a fertilizer coating applied during processing. At the industrial level, Michigan's sugar output remains significant. Facilities like those in Bay City process shipments reaching up to 2,000 tons at a time. Much of the sugar sold under generic labels in stores is believed to originate from these beet operations. Experts emphasize the beet sugar and cane sugar are chemically identical with no difference in taste, leaving cost as the main factor for consumers. In a related science segment, participants examine sugar production up close. It takes roughly 5 to 7 sugar beets to produce a standard 4-pound bag of sugar. Students then use microscopes to study white and brown sugar crystals. The program concluded with continued lab analysis shifting focus from refined white sugar to brown sugar samples under magnification. I was fortunate enough to be in the room with the Zion Lutheran School as they participated in this event. And work is set to resume next week on Shoreline Stabilization Project along M25 in Sanilac County, just south of Port Sanilac. The Michigan Department of Transportation says the $7.3 million project focuses on reinforcing the roadway slope along Lake Huron. That's where erosion has threatened the highway shoulder. Construction first began in 2025 and included rebuilding the slope, improving draining, installing guardrails, and updating pavement markings. Crews will return starting April 16th to complete culvert upgrades, with work expected to wrap up by early May. During construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane with temporary signals directing vehicles in both directions. MDOT says the project is critical to preventing further shoreline erosion and protecting M25. M25 is a key scenic route along Michigan's Thumb. Officials note that rising water levels and wave action in recent years have increased pressure on coastal roads like this one. And a major technology upgrade is now underway at Saginaw Veterans Affairs Medical Center. The facility has begun a new electronic health record system, part of a nationwide effort to modernize care across the VA network. Officials say it's the first significant update to the agency's record system in decades. Saginaw is among the early sites selected to roll out the latest version, which is designed to combine patient information into a single, unified record. That change is expected to make it easier for veterans to receive consistent care, especially when visiting multiple VA locations. Leaders at the facility say the system should also streamline daily operations, allowing providers to spend more time with patients and less time navigating paperwork. The VA plans to expand the system to facilities nationwide over the next several years, with full implementation targeted by 2031. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
What's the first thing you touch in the morning when you get out of bed? And the last thing you touch before you lie back down for bed? The floor! And now for a limited time, get free half-inch 8-pound vapor barrier padding with your flooring purchase and installation from American Flooring Center in Marlette. High-quality padding delivers comfort, better insulation, and longer carpet life. And the built-in vapor barrier helps protect against moisture. But don't wait, this deal won't last forever. If your carpet is worn, stained, or just outdated, American Flooring Center in Marlette has the solution. Choose from durable commercial carpet, soft residential styles, and today's most trusted brands. Homeowners and businesses trust American Flooring Center for their quality products, exceptional service, and premier installation. Upgrade the surface you live and work on every day with American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette for a free measure at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. American Flooring Center was voted the best flooring store of Santa White County from Google Business Reviews. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang? Convertible! With heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $42,940. Lease a 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for 4 years for only $388 per month. Lease a 2026 Explorer Active 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $455 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both Hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end April 30th. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and 2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And we're back with a look at more news. Today marks National Healthcare Decisions Day, an initiative aimed at educating the public about the importance of advanced care planning. Healthcare providers across country are hosting workshops to help individuals document their future medical preferences. The goal is to ensure that patients' wishes are respected even if they become unable to communicate. Organizers emphasize that having these conversations early reduces the burden on family members during medical crisis. An Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is reportedly scheduled to speak with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun today. If the call takes place, it would represent the first direct dialogue between two nations after years of total disconnect. While Israeli officials are optimistic about the move leading to regional prosperity, reports from Beirut suggest Lebanese officials may not have been fully aware of the plan. The potential talks are being closely watched by global diplomats as a sign of possible de-escalation. That's been a look at your news, brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe and American Flooring Center of Marlette. voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire Thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time.
American Flooring Center in Marlette is the premier retailer of Harrigan flooring products. Shop performance-driven options like Paramount, Inception Reserve, Mannington, Genesis, Provident, and Metro Floor at American Flooring Center in Marlette. These floors deliver durability, waterproof construction, and realistic wood and tile looks for any room in your home or business. American Flooring Center provides the best installation of anyone in Sanilac County. And don't just take our word for it. American Flooring Center was voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County from Google Business Reviews. Get more value and a better performing floor from American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. Upgrade the surface you live and work on every day with American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette for a free measure at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.